The EPA's recently revised WOTUS rule blocked here in Indiana and dealing with USDA wetland compliance issues on your farm. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. A federal judge last week blocked the EPA's recently revised Waters of the U.S. rule, or WOTUS for short, from taking effect here in Indiana.
The courts are saying this new rule, it should not have gone into effect. It's not a good rule.
And that's Travis Cushman, Deputy General Counsel for the American Farm Bureau Federation. The decision from that federal judge also blocks the new WOTUS rule from being rolled out in 23 other states.
This new rule requires states, landowners, and countless other affected parties to undertake expensive compliance efforts. It's neither understandable nor intelligible, and its boundaries are unlimited. It's an absolute smackdown on this new rule, and we completely agree with the court's analysis on that.
Farmers and landowners can be fined or threatened with jail time if the EPA or the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers believe they're in violation of the WOTUS rule, which was first set up to regulate navigable bodies of water, but has since been extended to include ditches, drainages, and low spots on farmlands and pastures. Earlier this month, President Biden vetoed a resolution from Congress that would have overturned the EPA's revised WOTUS rule. However, the fate of WOTUS may ultimately lie with the U.S. Supreme Court once they hand down their decision in the Sackett versus EPA case.
Hopefully Sackett will more clearly delineate what the limits of WOTUS are, so we'll have to continue going back and forth on this issue. But it's clear from these two rulings from Texas and North Dakota that EPA has continued to fail to appropriately write WOTUS within the terms of the Clean Water Act in a reasonable and a knowable way.
And that decision is expected before the end of the Supreme Court's current term, which will likely be in late July. Well, last month, we introduced you to John Schwarz, the farm lawyer. As a lawyer himself in northern Indiana, he's encountered many of the same issues you have. Our Eric Pfeiffer has more with Schwarz on USDA wetland compliance and Swamp Buster.
Swamp Buster was part of the Food Security Act of 1985. It discourages the conversion of wetlands to cropland use.
Farmers will run afoul when they see a small woods or a wet area that hasn't been farmed, and they have the woody vegetation removed, they tile it, and they start farming it.
Schwarz explains that any wetland converted prior to December 23rd, 1985 is fine, but anything after that date, you could have some trouble on your hands. Any farmer in violation of Swamp Buster becomes ineligible for payment from government programs. In his view, penalties for converting a wetland or planting a wetland don't fit the crime.
I had clients that the wetland was cleared in 2000. The USDA did not find out that it had been cleared until 2012. What that means is you get to pay back money that you receive from the government through the programs for each year that you were in violation. And in this case, with these clients that I had, it came to be about $1.5 million.
And that was for 0.4 acres of land. Luckily, those clients reached out to Schwarz, who was able to find a legal exemption that helped them significantly.
Sadly, I don't think a lot of farmers know about these exemptions. You know, they get found to have a violation, and they don't know about these things, and they end up either paying a lot of money back to the government or otherwise.
Schwarz encourages you to seek help in situations like these or other legal matters from an attorney who knows about agriculture. You can find him at thefarmlawyer.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
And I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm radio network.